This figure shows the mechanism of action of the immunosuppressive drug cyclosporine and tacrolimus. This approach is to block the activation of T cells by interfering with the signaling pathway of T cell receptor-associated tyrosine kinases. The left panel shows the normal signaling pathway of T cell activation. Calcium binds to calcineurin, thereby activating it to dephosphorylate the cytoplasmic form of the nuclear factor of activated T cells, which is abbreviated as NFAT. Once dephosphorylated, the active NFAT migrates to the nucleus to form a complex with a transcription factor, AP1. The NFAT-AP1 complex then induces the transcription of genes required for T cell activation, including the gene encoding IL-2. The right panels show the action of cyclosporine and tacrolimus, which belong to the family of immunophilins. Both drugs block calcineurin. Cyclosporine binds to cyclophilin, and the cyclophilin-cyclosporine complex binds to calcineurin, blocking its ability to activate NFAT. Tacrolimus binds to FK-binding protein abbreviated as FKBP. The tacrolimus FKBP complex binds to calcineurin, blocking its activity.